We're at the YMCA downtown. A giant announcement this morning that we're happy to break for you on the radio. Paul Autry, our new CEO of Allegiance. That's Henry Ford Allegiance Health. And Shauna Tello from the YMCA. I'll start with Shauna. We have a huge announcement. Another huge announcement for the YMCA Capital Campaign.
We do. And I'm so excited to share this announcement with you because you were one of our partners from the very beginning supporting us and cheering for us. But Henry Ford Allegiance Health has answered the call of consumers' energy. They are proudly responding to the challenge that consumers set forth a few weeks ago with a $1 million pledge to the Capital Campaign.
Yeah, you just mentioned consumers, and the big story that we had a few weeks ago was Scott McIntosh said it's not a matter of if this is going to happen, it's a matter of when it's going to happen. And Paula, our new CEO from Henry Ford Allegiance Health, with a huge smile and a big check, how are you?
I'm doing great. This is a phenomenal day for our organization, but it's a special day for our community. And for us to continue that partnership with the Y and Henry Ford Allegiance Health to bring health and promotion to our community is what we're all about.
I know this question could be answered a million different ways, but tell me some reasons this is so important for our community.
Well, it's important, first and foremost, because so many children get their first introduction to health care, to sports, to education, and to a safe environment right here.
Yeah.
And so I think protecting our children as the future of our community is important. And then we heard stories like we did with one of our former patients that his work here at the Y helped save his life and help continue his life. So I think, again, the stories can go on and on, but preserving the life and protecting our community is the core of what the Y does.
We're all such huge proponents of Jackson, and we're seeing this really great transformation of downtown and Jackson County happening right now. So how huge is it to have this new YMCA that's going to be built to attract more people to our community?
Right. Well, I think it says a lot for all of the employers in our community to be able to say that we have a new state-of-the-art YMCA in downtown Jackson that will have the capacity to serve even more people. And also to strengthen our corporate membership programs, our corporate wellness programs, partner with Henry Ford to make sure that employers, their employees are safe and healthy and able to do their jobs to the best of their ability. You know, that's just one of many, many reasons that this project is so important.
Well, and I think I would add, as a newcomer to Jackson, when you come to a community, there's certain things that you're looking for. So a place to work out, a place where you can go and have it convenient, I think is important part of our community, and attracting younger people to downtown and having a Y, I think, is also important.
And not just being healthy, so many healthy relationships are made at the YMCA.
Absolutely. Support groups to help breast cancer survivors. I think there's a number of support areas for the Y.
Yeah, I think we just heard you talk a few minutes ago about how you're here getting your butt kicked on Saturday mornings, too.
Yes, I am.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for coming out. This is a great day.